This is Kansas Profile. I'm Ron Wilson, director of the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development at Kansas State University. Net Positive, that's the name of an innovative architectural studio which is helping create affordable, energy-efficient housing in communities across Kansas. It's today's Kansas Profile. Last week, we learned about Carolyn Dunn, president of the Stafford County Port Authority and past director of economic development in Stafford County. She recognized that lack of housing was a significant obstacle to her county's economic growth. "You can't do anything without housing for people," Carolyn said. Evidence suggested that local homebuyers needed houses closer to a $100,000 price point rather than the $300,000 houses being built in some places. "We've got to find a way to build housing less expensively," Carolyn said. "We looked into all sorts of things, modular homes, kit houses, but couldn't find just the right thing," she said. In spring 2019, Carolyn took her sons to a livestock judging event at K-State. While on campus, she visited college departments regarding some open AmeriCorps positions which they needed to fill. She learned about Michael Gibson, a faculty member who was leading an innovative housing design build project in Kansas City. "Would you be interested in a rural project?" Carolyn asked. The answer was yes. Michael Gibson is an associate professor in the K-State College of Architecture, Planning, and Design and the founder of the Net Positive Studio. The Net Positive Studio takes its name from the principle that lessening environmental impact is not enough. Sustainable action should have a positive social and environmental impact as well. In housing, for example, the design should not just save energy, it should make a positive contribution to the homeowner's quality of life. Michael Gibson and the K-State students at the Net Positive Studio took on the idea of improved housing in Stafford County, specifically in the rural community of St. John, population 1,228 people. Now that's rural. During fall semester 2019, students researched housing needs in St. John and developed a design for a less expensive, energy-efficient home to build there in the spring. It was a prefab design with lots of insulation, solar panels on the roof, and a large family living area. Then COVID hit. Michael Gibson and a small group of students worked with volunteers and AmeriCorps Vista participants to get the house up in 2020. "This wouldn't have happened without a personal commitment of Michael," Carolyn said. The next year's studio finished the house with help from local contractors and Stafford County Economic Development. The house came in at a cost of about $140,000. The project was so successful that Stafford County Economic Development acquired grants to construct an additional 9 houses to meet increased demand. The Kansas Housing Resource Corporation, HUD, Federal Home Loan Bank, and Sunderland Foundation all helped. "We opened these 9 homes incrementally, one at a time," Carolyn said. "At one point, we had a waiting list of 29 potential renters," she said. "The focus in these houses is livability, not necessarily curb appeal. We put the emphasis on the inside of these houses," Carolyn noted. In the spirit of being net positive, the bedrooms were smaller, but the classes designed the family gathering area to be the most spacious. "Having an additional 10 houses is a success. It fills a need," Carolyn said. Net Positive has gone on to partner with Manhattan Area Habitat for Humanity, Manhattan Area Technical College, Flint Hills Job Corps, Flint Hills Renewable Energy and Efficiency Cooperative, and the Fort Riley Home Builders Institute to construct another home in Ogden. For more information, see www.staffordecodevo.com/housing or www.netpositivestudio.org. Net Positive. It's a term suggesting that design should not only save energy, for example, it should make a positive contribution to those it serves. We commend Carolyn Dunn of Stafford County and Michael Gibson and all the architecture students of Net Positive Studio for making a difference with innovative design and local initiative. Did this project net out good results? Of that, we can be positive. And there's more. As mentioned, Carolyn is now president of the Stafford County Port Authority. What's a port authority doing in the middle of Kansas? We'll learn about that next week. For the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development, this is Ron Wilson with Kansas Profile.